Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in John chapter 16. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." This is God's word. Every one of us understands the thrill of anticipation. Now, it can be a painful thrill if you're anticipating something unpleasant. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that excitement about what's to come. It could be something as simple and mundane as an order on Amazon, and you keep checking the tracking info over and over, wondering when it will get there. It can be something more meaningful, like waiting to see someone you haven't seen in a long time, or a great celebration for a fun event, like we're going to do later this year to celebrate our 100th anniversary. We're anticipating that, and that's a thrill to look forward to that. But perhaps there is no greater anticipation in this life than the example that Jesus uses of childbirth, where there is a period, typically 9 months, of increasing pain, difficulty, anguish, and it all culminates in that pain and suffering of childbirth, but is immediately replaced by the joy of a child newly born, or as Jesus refers to it, as a human being coming into the world. And that joy that is anticipated at the birth of a child immediately replaces and fully overshadows all the pain and hardship it took to get to that point. That is what Jesus tells us the Christian life is like. What it would be like for his disciples, and what it is like for us now as we live in the world where we cannot see our Lord Jesus. Oh, he is indeed here with us, but not in ways visible to our eyes. He comes hidden in things like the Word of God, bread and wine, the water of holy baptism. He is indeed with his people, but he will be again. Our eyes will behold him. We are in the little while. I know it's been roughly 2,000 years. It doesn't sound like a little while. But what Jesus is inviting us to do is to stop thinking of things in such a limited, narrow scope, such as our time here on this earth. What Jesus is inviting us to do is to look at things in the scope of eternity. Because when you view things in light of time that never ends, things that last forever and have no end, then really, whether it's the years of your life on this earth or the time period between Jesus' ascension and his return, it is all but a little while. And that little while is a time of sorrow, a time of weeping and lamenting, a time of wrestling with what it means to live in a world that will not last forever, but will one day, thanks be to God, be replaced by something that does endure forever. You see, we don't like sorrow. We don't like things that cause us to weep and lament. We don't like pain and anguish. Jesus is saying that while his people are doing that, the world will be rejoicing. That rejoicing takes a couple of different forms. The world rejoices at our sorrow and our grief. They like to see hardship upon the children of God. They rejoice in that. But the world generally rejoices because it seeks joy that's found in this world. It seeks what will give me pleasure now, what will serve my flesh right now. Because like I said, we don't like sorrow. We don't like anguish. We would just as soon avoid that. St. Peter says in our epistle, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." Notice the words that Peter uses at the start of that verse. We are sojourners. We are exiles. We are a people anticipating something in which we are not right now. We don't belong to this world. We have been called to live a life that is out of this world, that recognizes that God reigns over all, Jesus is risen from the dead, and he is our king. And that entails sorrow, hardship, weeping, lamenting, and anguish. And the flesh would love to go along with the world and go after that which will bring me joy and happiness and pleasure right now. You are not that people. You are to abstain from the passions of the flesh, because they wage war against your soul. You are a sojourner. You are an exile. You have the thrill, the anticipation, the hope of a land that will belong to you for all eternity. So learn your Ten Commandments. Mortify your flesh. Abstain from the things that are all about bringing you pleasure and joy in this life, but will damn you for the life to come. You, dear children of God, are called to the life of anticipation. Your sorrow will be replaced by joy. The example is Jesus himself, whose life was filled with sorrow and anguish and weeping and lamenting, even crying out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? But his sorrow turned to joy because he is risen from the dead. And he is the pattern for you, because he is risen from the dead so that you will also be raised from the dead. Though in this little while there is pain and suffering and sorrow, that sorrow will turn into joy, because just as a mother has joy when she brings life into the world, so Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has birthed a new creation for all of us. One that will endure forever, and one that is nothing but joy. That is our joy, that Christ is raised, and he will return to raise us one day as well. That joy of which Jesus speaks, it's not all off in the future. We get glimpses of it here and now. That Jesus, whom he told the disciples they would not see him for a little while, and then that they would see him, that we can't see now, but we will see. As I said earlier, he's not absent from this world. He gives us a glimpse of that joy when he declares that our sins are forgiven by the blood of his cross and that life is ours by his victory over the grave. He gives us joy in the promise of salvation. He gives us joy in feeding us with his body and blood. He gives us joy by assuring us, as he said shortly before his ascension in Matthew 28, I am with you always until the end of the age. He is with us in this world of sorrow and grief and pain and anguish. But we also anticipate and have that thrill of knowing our eyes will see him. That we will look upon him for all eternity and enjoy life in his presence. And so we pray that God the Father would send us his Holy Spirit to build in us that thrill of anticipation throughout this life. That Spirit would turn us away from the desires and the passions of the flesh and embolden us to endure our sorrow and grief and anguish, anticipating all the while that we will look upon Jesus. Our eyes shall behold him. And may that thrill burn within us day in and day out until that day of his return. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.